how inept they were, stumbling over each other and really trying to work in for and against and for and against on each side.
President Donald Trump met financial disclosure requirements in reporting a payment of more than $100,000 to attorney Michael Cohen, who paid hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to the Office of Government Ethics today. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your health care program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
An e-cigarette leads to a man's death in Florida. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on what the feds have to say about it.
Talmadge Delia died almost 2 weeks ago at his home near St. Petersburg, Florida, when the vape pen exploded and caused a fire. A recent autopsy found it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire that killed him. FEMA keeps statistics on e-cigarette incidents, and the agency says it's the country's first e-cigarette-related death.
The Seattle City Council approved a tax on large businesses such as Amazon and Starbucks. Now, this is all being done to, in their opinion, fight homelessness. Kristen Tate is author of a new book titled How Do I Tax Thee? She talks about why liberals, in her opinion, are getting it wrong when it comes to taxes.
Liberals always confuse good intention with good policy. And what we're seeing in Seattle is what we've seen in these other liberal bastions like San Francisco and L.A., which is you squeeze out the middle class, the folks who are actually paying taxes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A 22-year-old President Trump supporter was verbally attacked by the staff at a Miami, Florida cheesecake factory when he went out to eat on Mother's Day with his family. Eugene Joseph describes the scene.
Oh, well, we were sitting at the table and my girlfriend's aunt started noticing, and she informed us that, hey, there's a couple of coworkers back there looking at Eugene and making gestures towards him. So I just turned around and looked at them. I didn't say anything. I see that they're staring at me, staring at my girlfriend's family. They're just trying to intimidate us.
Joseph then said it got worse.
Well, after I turned around and was looking at my phone, they all started getting behind us. And one of the coworkers was saying, man, I'll knock that hat off his head. I'll hit him so hard that I'll knock his hat off. They were clenching their fists and they were just standing behind me, you know, trying to like scare us and stuff. I mean, I wasn't really, you know, intimidated by anything, but yeah. My girlfriend's family and everybody, you know, it was just sad. You know, there was just, everybody was disappointed. Mother's Day was completely ruined, you know, and everybody, it's just sad the outcome, the way everything happened.
Now, according to the Cheesecake Factory, they sent out a release and said they have fired the two people that were making the derogatory statements and this should never have happened. But according to Joseph, there were more than two people making comments.
Oh, it was a bigger number. You know, they had employees working there, and they had a couple other people that were just walking past us, just disrespecting us, people that weren't even serving us. You know, they just had just people walking by with plates and stuff, just being rude to us.
All of that just for wearing a Make America Great hat again. What's this world coming to? For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
All right, good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for watching in today here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I just want to give you an update if you happen to be in this drizzle, whatever. It's going to be raining for a bit. But anyway, this afternoon, showers, high near 64, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Showers tonight, patchy fog after 8 p.m. with a low about 55. Then chance of showers again with thunderstorms also after 2 p.m. on Thursday, cloudy with a high of 71. And then showers likely with thunderstorms again after 8 p.m., patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a low about 57 on Thursday night.
Showers and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy again all day with a high of, 62 on Friday, 80% chance of rain. Showers continuing again on Friday night, low about 52. Showers likely all day Saturday, cloudy with a high near 65. Then again, showers likely on Saturday night with a low around 59. More showers on Sunday. It's like, oh my God. With a high of 78 and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms again with a low of 61 on Sunday night. And guess what? More chance of showers on Monday, but partly sunny with a high of 77, and then a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low of 56 on Monday night. So we're checking here with Mr. Hunterdon, our Chris Spielen, the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. How's it going?
I'm
going to
stream you. You're ready?
All right. Okay, we're ready. Okay, we weren't streaming yet. Okay, so now we're going to be talking this hour on Talented People Radio. Thank you so much, Chris, about the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. And representing them today is the president of the board of the Hunterdon Harmonizers, Rusty Williams. Welcome into our studio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Gene.
It's so great to have you here. So, okay, I want everybody to know that we're going to take like a little bit of a move back to move forward. We're talking about an event that's coming up actually this weekend here in Hunterdon County, North Hunterdon. But we're going to learn about the Harmonizers first because they've been around for about 30 years.
Since 1984.
And Rusty's going to tell us all about it. So welcome to our show again. And Rusty, tell us about you a little bit first. And then we want to go all the way through learning everything about what you guys are doing. It's amazing what you're doing, and I want everyone to know.
Well, we have a lot of fun doing what we do.
I bet you do.
It's a very special thing to be able to sing barbershop harmony because it involves, of course, four parts. And the idea that you can get with four other guys, or in our case, close to 40 other guys.
Close to 40 other guys.
And to try and make music that is really inspiring. So it's a very nice thing to do.
Oh, it is.
But to talk about the Hunterdon Harmonizers, I'm actually going to dial you back a little bit further.
Good.
Because the barbershop harmony style is a truly American art form. Mm-hmm. It was developed in the late 1800s, largely coming out of some of the Southern music that would happen, out of plantations, out of people who would, the only thing they could really get enjoyment out of was singing. Well, as this evolved through the turn of the century, this is from the 1800s to the 1900s. Mm-hmm. Music became to grow in a way that would gravitate where people could get together. We didn't have radios. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have phonographs yet. Therefore, the only music you really had was the music you could create. Stephen Foster is, of course, a great father of our American art form. And people would get together any place they could. And if somebody had a melody that they liked, the other people would join it in a harmonies.
Yes.
So where do people meet?
So cool.
They would meet in, quote, barbershops.
Oh.
That's where people would hang out.
That's interesting.
The four-part harmony came into being through the barbershop location rather than the style. But the harmony itself is just so natural that it's a lot of fun. Well, obviously, as radio came in, as we started to see movies and other things, this style started to not be as popular. So in the late 1930s, 1938 to be exact, a bunch of guys got together and said, well, we used to like to sing this way. So they tried to do something in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Owen C. Cash got together with a bunch of people, said, does anybody want to get together and just do some singing? The turnout was awesome.
I bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they did it again.
Okay.
They did it again, moved to another city, started to spread, and they thought, well, we ought to make a society out of this. Now, if you can remember about that time, Franklin Roosevelt was starting all kinds of agencies, the TVA, CCC, etc. So they decided, well, we can do better than him. So they came out with the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement, a barbershop quartet singing in America, Incorporated.
Wow.
SPEBSQSA.
Wow. Okay.
It caught.
It caught on?
So it caught on. Yeah. And that was the birth of our Barbershop Harmony Society.
Wow.
So now it's gone forward. People have been members of this since the 1930s.
Oh, my goodness.
And a number of us have just gotten into it so much. So what happens is someone hears this at a time. So personally, I was at a picnic up in Harrisburg, and my boss's son was in a barbershop quartet with the Harrisburg chapter.
Okay.
Their lead was missing. So could anybody else here sing?
What?
Okay, so I volunteered.
Really?
So I start singing with them, and they started doing all this neat stuff around me. It just...
How long ago was that?
75.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a while since I've been doing this.
Incredible. Yes.
I can't get out of it.
No, I'm so glad. That's why you're here today. Yeah.
And hearing the music around me was just so fulfilling. It was, I joined the society, and therefore, I eventually moved down to New Jersey, sung with Somerset for a while. And I was fortunate in that in 1984, a number of people in this area decided we were going to start our own chapter.
Okay.
And on a January night with like 8 inches of snow, 18 guys showed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And most of these were not former barbershoppers.
They were just new members?
Just new members, but they liked
it. They just wanted to do it.
They wanted to do it.
They liked it, yeah.
And it caught.
That's so cool.
And the 100th chapter has been vital ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very nice story. So really it comes from the roots of the singing.
Yes.
Through the generation of the society to its migration here to Hunterdon County. And we love it here.
Oh, I bet you do. And everybody loves you all here, too. So, again, you're close to 40 members. How many members did you say you had again right now?
Well, right now on the books, we've got 50.
50, okay.
But at practice 2 weeks ago, we had 38 guys.
It's just incredible.
And we knew the guys who were missing,
they had reason to be there.
Yeah, they had reason,
not to be there. And I saw, watching on your website, Hunterdon Harmonizers. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I'm with Rusty Williams. Here he's the president of the Hunterdon Harmonizers. I just enjoyed so much looking at some of your performances, and one thing that really struck me too is that you had some younger kids that were there, like grandchildren, are they, or are they nephews of some of your guys that are members?
Well, currently we have two father-son combinations.
It's just so cool.
Like, we might have a third, and there's a potential for a fourth.
So I like that, because I love that sustainability, because it is, like you said, a lost art.
Yes.
And we want to talk about what people can do to help you guys, because I know that you need help. Like, there's, you know, you're out there serving the community. How many events about in a year do you guys have?
For the chorus, easily 25, 30. If you take quartets, you can add another 20.
And the commitment from your members is amazing, right? Because they join, they have to practice. And then they have to be there. And then, oh my gosh, you guys, you have to go to the website and check it out, Hunterdon Harmonizers, because they all, you have different, I want to say, costumes? Is that what you call them for when you're performing?
Well, the book you're holding up is our 25th anniversary
show. I just want everybody to see.
The less than stylish uniforms on the top.
I love
them,
though.
Were the first ones we performed in, and that was in the late
1980s. 86,
yeah. Right now, we're back. We are in our, let's say, our branded red tuxes.
We
like them, and we're never going to give them up.
So then the red tuxes. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the award-winning factor, because that's really important to set aside everything that you guys have done. Because like you said, this is an international organization.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about some of the accolades the Hunterdon Harmonizers have had over the years.
Well, like any organization, you go to one level, you go to another level, you come back. I would say probably the strongest representation was when we went to international competition. Now, to explain how that works, there is close to 800 chapters.
800 chapters?
Yeah, in the United States, plus in other countries. So we are truly international with, now I could give you a list of our international affiliates, but we did make internationals one time, and that was just a kick.
Yes. That's not a small accomplishment.
That was in Indianapolis. We had a ball. Mm-hmm. We sang well, but the level of performance in our society is so good that it keeps driving us to get better. And I think that's one of the neatest things that happened. So we went out there, we had a great time, and we've continued to improve. Our numbers have dwindled. Now they're coming back up again.
Yay.
And we're really looking forward to this coming weekend.
Let's talk about that right now.
We are ready.
This is very exciting for everybody out there who's watching live stream. And again, if you're watching an archive later, go to the Hunter and Harmonizers website and donate and support, help. They can use support all the time. But this particular weekend in 2018 on this Saturday, May 19th, at the North Hunterdon High School. This is going to be actually, as the Hunterdon Democrat reports, it's going to be the largest fundraiser in Hunterdon County's history for veterans.
Yes.
That in itself is amazing. I see here, okay, Joe Piscopo is going to head the event. I'm emceeing everything. And you guys are named here twice. In just a short description as to like about 100 different performers and musicians featuring professionals and local talent. And then you guys are named twice here as the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. Tell us about this event and let people know what they need to do if they want to get tickets. I know in the paper here it's easy to say you could just go to the website. It's called veteranconcert.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And you, to find it, that is where you really have to go, because if you look up veterans and veterans benefits, you're going to be sidetracked to some other things.
Mm-hmm.
But the articles in the papers are really fantastically descriptive
mm-hmm.
of what's going to come down. We've got a band up there. It's a fantastic band, Summer Swing.
Mm-hmm.
A number of local talented performers.
That's so exciting.
Who are going to be very worthwhile.
Yeah.
We are fortunate in that we're going to have a pretty good slot in this.
Do you know what time approximately? It doesn't say in here.
It starts at 2 o'clock.
It starts at 2.
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Do you know when you guys are going to be performing?
We will be closing both halves of the show.
Wow.
At the end of the first one, we will be doing a combination patriotic and Americana set.
Mm-hmm.
This will include a medley of George M. Cohan songs, a couple of Americana ones. I've been working on the railroad and country roads. And then a really, really neat one from Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag.
Oh, how fun!
That will really be nice.
How long does it take you guys to kind of practice for an event like this? Because those are really great songs and so perfect for the veterans.
It's continuous. We have a pretty solid repertoire of patriotic and inspirational mm-hmm. because we do so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great opportunity, and you can't beat those songs. They mean things to so many people.
Oh, yeah.
They mean so much to us.
And I have this CD here that I was privileged enough to get a copy of. And this is about your holiday performance that you have every year. The mm-hmm. big one. This is the Hunterdon Harmonizers holiday CD. And the songs that you guys have picked out, like even on this CD, that you can use this as a fundraiser. If you're looking to find a way to support the Hunterdon Harmonizers, there's many different ways. I just want to let everybody know again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And my guest today is Rusty Williams with the Hunterdon Harmonizers. And they're a group of male performers that bond together and spend countless hours rehearsing to give us, the community, the joy of music, like you described back in the early 1800s when all this happened, because you said back then the only thing they could do was sing, right?
Yes.
And now today, what are we all doing? What are we doing all day long? We're like all electronic mm-hmm. and we're doing things, and we don't just get to listen to kind of a barber shop quartet of 50 or more sometimes, maybe a little mm-hmm. less. Amazing men who get out there and just share with us beautiful songs. And so I want you to know that you can go to their website, you can donate, you can support them. I want to talk a little bit about that because I know we're going to go to a break in about 5 minutes. Some of the things you and I have talked about as far as ways people can help. Okay, so there's a lot of different ways. You can support by going to an event like this week's Veterans event. You can go there and buy a ticket and that will help. You can go to the website, donate. You can send checks in. You could be part of their ad journal. They have an ad journal that has a lot of what you would expect. Again, we'll call out those 20% of those people out there, of the 100% of Hunterdon County that are always our old reliable sponsors that support the Hunterdon Harmonizers and have for years. So we just want you to know that there is an ad journal if you have a business that you'd like to place in. And then also if you're interested in being a higher level sponsor, you know, this is going on all year long. As Rusty mentions, there's like 30 events during the year that they are doing for the betterment of our community And you could be a part of that if you'd like. Specifically also mentioning that you guys, you need your tuxes. You have opportunities that you would like to have if you're out there and you're an individual and perhaps you have the ability to contribute towards even singing lessons for some of the harmonizers, because these guys are dedicating their time. Picture this. I know how hard it is for me to get involved with anything. I mean, I'm like, I get approached all the time. People ask, you know, for stuff all the time. You know what I mean, right? So when you decide to commit to something, you can't just put yourself halfway in with the toe in the water thing. You have to give it all. There can't be turnover. There has to be training. They have to have time to work together to develop this amazing music. Be award-winning. Travel, perhaps, to, you said, Indianapolis. Where did you guys go?
That was on that particular trip. There are other things
you guys were at Scranton or something recently out in Pennsylvania?
It was in Reading.
Reading, Pennsylvania. But the point is, there's a commitment there, and somehow, I know if you're watching this and you consider your options on the nonprofits that you support, if you have any kind of tug at your heart towards having kids come into this as young kids and then grow into being the future leaders to continue the 100 Harmonizers, there's so many different ways you can help. Again, like anything, you be creative. Let us know. I know that they aren't going to say as much as they need as I'm going to say that they need our help. So again, you just go, you can get in touch with me, Jeannie Murphy, talented people here at the Hunter and Chamber office. If you've got an idea in mind, if you have a performance, perhaps maybe there's an opportunity for some type of an opportunity for them to participate in something that you have going, all kinds of thoughts, just get in touch with me. So we have to go to our first half hour break real quick. I want to thank you for watching this show. Again, Rusty Williams is my guest. He's the president of the 100 Harbinizers. And we're going to go to our news and weather, and we'll be right back. So thanks for listening in. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
The top Senate probe of Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election announced today that the initial U.S. intelligence report on the issue, which found that Russia acted covertly to boost Donald Trump, was, quote, fair and accurate. Russian officials have repeatedly denied meddling into the 2016 election. Republican Senator James Roush said there's nothing new here, and we know that the Russians have been trying to meddle in our election.
In the open hearing we had, there was obvious evidence that they were working both sides. The thing I came away with that was stunning to me was how inept they were, stumbling over each other and really trying to work in for and against and for and against on each side.
President Donald Trump met financial disclosure requirements in reporting a payment of more than $100,000 to attorney Michael Cohen, who paid hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to the Office of Government Ethics today. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience, an encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
An e-cigarette leads to a man's death in Florida. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on what the feds have to say about it.
Talmadge Delia died almost 2 weeks ago at his home near St. Petersburg, Florida, when the vape pen exploded and caused a fire. A recent autopsy found it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire that killed him. FEMA keeps statistics on e-cigarette incidents, and the agency says it's the country's first e-cigarette-related death.
The Seattle City Council approved a tax on large businesses such as Amazon and Starbucks. Now, this is all being done to, in their opinion, fight homelessness. Kristen Tate is author of a new book titled How Do I Tax Thee? She talks about why liberals, in her opinion, are getting it wrong when it comes to taxes.
Liberals always confuse good intention with good policy. And what we're seeing in Seattle is what we've seen in these other liberal bastions like San Francisco and L.A., which is you squeeze out the middle class, the folks who are actually paying taxes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A 22-year-old President Trump supporter was verbally attacked by the staff at a Miami, Florida cheesecake factory when he went out to eat on Mother's Day with his family. Eugene Joseph describes the scene.
Oh, well, we were sitting at the table, and my girlfriend's aunt started noticing, and she informed us that, hey, there's a couple of coworkers back there looking at Eugene and making gestures towards him. So I just turned around and looked at them. I didn't say anything. I see that they're staring at me, staring at my girlfriend's family. They're just trying to intimidate us.
Joseph then said it got worse.
Well, after I turned around and was looking at my phone, they all started getting behind us, and one of the coworkers was saying, man, I'll knock that hat off his head. I'll hit him so hard that I'll knock his hat off. They were clenching their fists, and they were just standing behind me, you know, trying to, like, scare us and stuff. I mean, I wasn't really, you know, intimidated by anything, but my girlfriend's family and everybody, you know, it was just sad, you know. It was just, everybody was disappointed. Mother's Day was completely ruined, you know, and everybody, it's just sad the outcome, the way everything happened.
Now, according to the Cheesecake Factory, they sent out a release and said they have fired the two people that were making the derogatory statements, and this should never have happened. But according to Joseph, there were more than two people making comments.
Oh, it was a bigger number. You know, they had employees working there, and they had a couple other people that were just walking past us, just disrespecting us, people that weren't even serving us. You know, they just had just people walking by with plates and stuff, just being rude to us.
All of that just for wearing a Make America Great hat again. What's this world coming to? For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is show streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Thank you for watching in. I want to just reintroduce my guest, Rusty Williams. He is the president of the Hunterdon County, New Jersey Hunterdon Harmonizers chapter. And they're award-winning. He's been sharing with us information about the upcoming performances, especially one, if you're watching right now, this is actually from May 19th. 2018. You said it starts at 11 o'clock, is that right?
Oh, no, the show's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock at the North Hunterdon Regional High School.
Check.
And there's more than 100 different performing musicians, and notably, two times at both closings of that are the Hunterdon Harmonizers, and it's noted in the paper. So you can look up, and you have to be careful, again, if you want to buy tickets, you have to go to veteranconcert.org. But also, if you go to the Hunterdon Harmonizers website, you can see a calendar of where they're going to be performing, and also some samplings of their recent work and upcoming venues. So, Rusty, I want you to spend some time talking to everyone out there about some of the educational programs that the Hunterdon Harmonizers works with.
Good. I'd be very glad to do that. That is one of our mission statement points, in that we want to be an educational organization. One of the things that we've been doing for the last couple of years is something we call Ready, Set, Sing. Now, what this is free singing lessons for any man in the community who wants to come in for 6 weeks.
For the men in the community?
Is the person would come in at 7:30. They would take part in our general choral warm-up. After that, they would go off with our director, Don Reckenbiel, who is an excellent clinician, and start to learn about the basics of singing. Now, this is for people who might have gone through high school or elementary school and been told they can't sing, and they believed it.
Right.
And most of the time, these people can sing if they can gain the confidence and the fundamental tools.
Okay.
So Don would teach them breath support, vocal production, how to feel the resonance, how to actually form the sounds that sound good. And then we work about pitch, breath control, and other things like that. This is definitely a cappella, but in no way is it dealing with any sort of particular style.
Instrument or
these
anything.
Are fundamental teaching things. And these things follow the same tenets that all music educators follow right now. The Barbershop Harmony Society and the Music Educators Society have come together. They attend our events. We attend their events. They send people. They send their high school kids to our events.
Isn't that beautiful?
So we are teaching good fundamental singing technique. So locally, the Ready, Set, Sing will bring people in. Mm-hmm. They will go through these lessons. After 6 weeks, they get a certificate. And they're done.
Are they members?
If they care to become a member, mm-hmm. they're welcome to do so. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to stay after their lesson to be part of the practice. But it is not a requirement in any way.
And that's open to any male, in the state?
Any male who can get there.
Who can get there, yeah. And then if they decide to join, then there's, you know, there are certain things that
there are other auditions we would have to go through, because to sing in the Barbershop Society itself, or in our chapter, there has to be a certain level of interest, a level of dedication.
Absolutely.
For instance, we will offer teaching materials. We have learning tracks for all the songs we do. These are done by people in our society, usually, mm-hmm. who are just, these guys are very good. So you'll have something you can play your own part. You'll have the music in front of you. And you will have support of the leaders in the chapter to learn your material.
Wow.
If you can do that, you're going to make it as a harmonizer.
I'm so happy to have Rusty here in studio today, because it's so meaningful what you're talking about. I just want you to know, I remember this Valentine's Day, just this past February. It was like so, so cute, because one of the other harmonizers happens to be our radio show producer here, Chris Bianco, Big C from Good Morning Hunterdon. And he was performing with you guys, and everyone that day, because you guys had multiple appearances around Hunterdon County on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a big day for us. We try to blanket the county as best we can.
It's just so thoughtful, and like, people everywhere love the harmonizers. There's like, again, so many corporate sponsors, there's individuals, there's philanthropists. Mm-hmm. We need more, but anyway, I just want you to know how dear you are. And I want you to know that when you were talking about the music lessons that you have for the educational opportunities mm-hmm. for any male out there who wants to learn how to sing, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I had a guest on the show a long time ago. And one thing she said to me, she said, everyone can sing. They just need to sing the right song. So what you're talking about is that you've got the ability to have someone listen to that person and understand their range and learn about what they can do and then learn how to sing, right?
We build on their strengths.
I love that. Are you going to sing something for us? Please.
By myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not prepared for that.
You can do anything. How about just something that you know? What is your favorite song?
Oh, dear. What is my favorite song?
Ooh, he almost sounded like he was singing a song right there.
Let's come back after the next
break. Okay, we've got a little break. It's just about 2 minutes, and then you're gonna have to show us what you got. I like to do that. All right, so I'm back. So anyway, about education, is there anything you want to add with that? Because I think that's invaluable. And I also love the way that you have this welcoming to new members. Mm-hmm. You want new members.
Well, yes. And the education, now we go to the education of the more advanced singer. Mm-hmm. Because we can carry a tune. We've learned the notes and words. However, this is only the first part of really singing.
Yeah.
So recently we've had a very fine coach, Bill Stauffer, come in.
Okay.
Former director of Voices of Gotham, another international champion chorus.
Wow.
And he's been showing us a lot of the basics that we've been maybe not looking at well enough. And this has really raised our level nicely. Our director, Don Reckenbiel, has all this stuff. And now we're listening to him better.
Nice.
So, I mean, this is just right now, we are on such a nice growth curve with the way we're singing. Aww. That I'm really enthused. Now, to get this better, we can get more lessons for our guys. Mm-hmm. And this is an area where, obviously, it costs.
So we need money for the Hunterdon harmonizers here, if you're out there.
Yeah, we want to try and let's do support this to them. Become better And obviously then we get to sing for the community, like this thing for the veterans benefit.
Yes.
We will do a better job.
And you do that as a courtesy. You don't even charge for anything like that.
No,
that's just because you guys have a mission of community support.
So when I'm talking about
that event coming up this weekend, they're not getting paid for that. They're just all going there. Can you imagine the commitment and dedication, I love that word, of 50 or so people spending their entire weekend and all the time practicing just to give it to us? And support the veterans, and also Memorial Day Parade, all these things that you do. Mm-hmm. So we need to support you.
Well,
that's what we're asking for today. I'm talented people, girl. Jeannie Murphy, you know, I ask for the order. I like to show off some of the most precious assets that we have here in Hunterdon County. So often, you know, all of us are, you know, asked for donation support. It happens all day long. And then we bring to you something different like this with such a history in Hunterdon County of the Hunterdon Harmonizers. And I know that if you're out there and you know who they are, you're smiling because you know the performances we're talking about. And that's where, you know, it's just a matter of we just need you to know that they need help. And so I'm going to get back to you before we go to our quick break. So you have another minute or two to say anything and then we'll be back.
Well, I just want to say just how happy the Harmonizers are to be part of this community. That is something we are very blessed to be accepted by so many
and
people.
And loved.
And to have opportunities show up. As a, for instance, after 9/11, we wanted to put on something, the Town Fathers wanted to put on something to basically show our support. They called on us. Put together that show.
What an honor.
Something comes up for Flag Day. They call on us. We love it.
I bet.
It's great to have
that emotional sort of attachment
in the community.
You're attached to community and the community's attached to you.
Yep.
Oh, got to go to break on that note because I don't think it could be said any better. Not that I said it, but that Rusty here has it in his heart. You can feel it. And we're going to go to a break real quick. It's just a short break on Talented People. Thanks for watching in and stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, welcome back. Okay, we're here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening in and watching in on Facebook, streaming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce office. As you know, my guest today in studio is Rusty Williams. He's the president of the 100N chapter of the 100N Harmonizers. And I put him on the spot and asked him to sing something for us because I want you to hear a little bit if you haven't heard it. This is just one of the four different levels of learning about the harmonizers. But, okay, so you're going to take it away for a second. Give us a little teaser.
Okay. As I had mentioned, the barbershop style or the a cappella style revolves around four parts. The first of these is the melody. I am not going to try and sing all four parts at once. That is a little bit beyond me.
Okay.
But if I could just take the last part of our society theme song.
Okay.
I love to hear those minor chords and good close harmony. Now going around that, I would have three other parts, and it would be more than the sum of the parts. And that's what really gives us a kick.
I bet. Oh, my God. It's going to be so exciting. All right. So you're – okay. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. It's beautiful. I love it. It's got so much meaning to it. Their organization is just precious. Again, gem in Hunterdon County, serving the surrounding areas, even New Brunswick. Let's talk about some of your past and future coming up events. You just did one in Rutgers, right?
Oh, yeah. We've had the opportunity for the last 2 years to sing the national anthem for the Lady Knights this past year with they beat Penn State, by the way. So it was a very good opportunity. That's up on our website. But it is really awesome to be able to sing in that venue, to sing our national anthem.
Oh, I can't imagine.
That was fun. We hope to be able to repeat that in coming years.
And what about you got the Somerset Patriots and our friends at Flemington Garden Truck Country and all of these amazing people in your sponsors ad journal that help out. You've been to the Somerset Patriots. Did you go recently again, right?
Patriots is coming up. I'll check the date here in a second.
Their schedule is quite impressive. What cool
That's
stuff.
On July 29th. We'll be singing on Sunday for that game. Not only do the harmonizers sing there, but we invite some fellow chapters to come there.
Oh, really?
So we're usually able to put a chorus of about 40 or 50 guys on the field.
Wow.
To sing not only the national anthem, but to sing some songs that we have in common. See, this is one of the benefits of being a member of a international society. Mm-hmm. We've got certain songs that we all learn. So therefore, as we get together, be it at Reading, Indianapolis,
that's so cool.
Ocean City, wherever we're going for a convention, mm-hmm. we've got things where we can meet somebody in a lobby and say, oh, let's sing. What part do you sing?
Wow.
And for instance, what song do you know? And we've got polecats. We call them polecats, Barbara polecats, that everybody knows. So all of a sudden, you've got four guys who have possibly never met.
I love it.
Singing together.
Oh, my God.
So it's a beautiful
thing. It's a universal
way to get
thing. Yeah, no, yeah. It reminds me of, in my head, like when you go to a church. You know, if you have the same type of church, wherever you are, you're with the same community. Like, and I love that about the harmonizers. Tell us about the upcoming holiday, your holiday events, and how it's grown over the years.
Okay. Well, we generally have one big show a year. And right now it's moved to the holiday season. Before, we used to do them at different times of the year, but we tend to like the holiday motif a whole lot better.
It's just so
we've
special.
Evolved to that as being our show source. The first show we had was our charter show.
Okay.
And that was in 1985. It was, we were a small chorus then. We were 19 guys. We all had white shirts, and we had a little rose.
Aww.
That was about all we had to start with.
So cute.
We were sponsored by the Somerset chapter.
Oh, nice.
Which was very nice.
That's interesting.
Now, one of the things we tried to do there is, of course, if you want to have a nice opening show, if you can close it on a patriotic theme, it's very, very nice. So what happened is we actually got in touch with Flemington Car and Truck Company.
That's funny.
And
love them.
And they gave us one of their big flags, loaned us one of the big flags.
Aww.
So for the last thing, we're singing God Bless America. The big flag comes up. The other chapter marches on.
Oh,
it was
so
really,
nice.
Really stirring.
I can just picture it.
So you asked me, like, what's a big memory?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a big memory. Yeah,
I
bet.
That's a big one. Oh. And the show's evolved since then. For a while, we did shows up at the theater, mm-hmm. 100 Theater up on 78. Mm-hmm. Then we got too big for that. Then we moved to the various high schools. And we've kind of homed in right now with 100 and Central. We love very, very much working with them. Will Magaleo, Tim Klein, the people there are just awesome.
So great.
We work together. The Pitt Orchestra, Will Magaleo's Pitt Orchestra, has been performing with us for the last several years.
Really?
It gives us such a great variety.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They are so talented.
Yes.
And they're so much fun.
Oh, gosh.
They are just having
How
a ball
cool.
down there.
Love it.
So the shows have evolved pretty much. We try and have fun with it.
Yeah.
And also we try more so in the coming years to get a little bit more in the concert stuff. Because we think there's a lot of Christmas music we could sing that we're going to take the opportunity to do so.
Nice.
We're still going to keep some of the comedy. That is not going away.
Thank goodness.
But we also want to try and put a little bit more emphasis on just some good, good music.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it happen.
And I mean, honestly, like the CD is so, it's very traditional and it's got so much heart to it. And I mean, okay, so like as an example, don't you have two performances for the holiday show at the end of the year?
Yes.
And
yes,
that's kind of cool because you
can do an afternoon and an evening.
It's so nice because a young family can get out and see it earlier in the day if they want, or maybe someone who's a little older wants to be home before it's dark, and then you can get the date night in to go out.
Yep.
And I just, again, I want everybody to know that it's just, it's extraordinary to see something I at least value very, very much, the traditional forms of art like this. That, again, it goes straight to the dedication and all of you guys working together. So much heart and soul, so much time. Tell us a little bit about, is there, you know, say someone out there is looking and they want to help. There's a lot of things they could do for you, right? Like if you're out there listening and watching and you're thinking about they may have an event venue or something that they could help you with a fundraiser, perhaps for 2019, who knows? Maybe there's a skill set out there for someone who could help you with your website or help you with layouts and stuff. People should get in touch if they have thoughts on how to support you, right? Because there's a lot of different talents out there and a lot of people. But more than anything, we want you to consider them your charity of choice. That's the most important thing we could ask for the support of the 100 and Harmonizers. I mean, again, they're doing everything for us. It's time for us to do something for them, right? So tell us, you got about 2 more minutes to the end of our show. So what else do you have on your mind there, Rusty?
Well, as you pointed out, we are an amateur organization. This is a nonprofit, completely fraternal and educational organization, part of an international organization, which enables us to get some resources at some pretty reasonable rates. For instance, ASCAP clearances.
Yeah.
For us to perform something, it's got to be legal. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be cleared through all sort of channels.
Cool.
We've got extremely good relationships through the international group. Mm-hmm. So we're able to get music and resources.
Talk about that for a second. I know we have an extra second or two just to talk real quickly so people understand that when you guys are actually performing a song, you may have had to pay for that song, which again is really important. We need funding for this too. Like, okay, that's a whole other area. If you're interested in supporting, they could use a whole budget contribution on just to be able to get the songs that they can perform for us. Tell us how that works real quick, because I forgot about that. You guys have to select your music and then go through the international rights and so on to even be able to sing it.
No.
Pay for it.
So as a for instance, if we were to take an old standard like Light a Rose, there is probably an arrangement for that that has already been cleared. Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is pay the clearance for us to use it, but that's already been worked out with Meredith Wilson's estate in that. So
amazing.
We're not paying something brand new.
Right.
We want to come up with a brand new song. Mm-hmm. We would have to pay arranger's fees, clearance fees, and then the various performance fees. That's how it has to work to protect the
artists. Well, it's interesting. I think a lot of people out there, of course, that's what I always wondered about when it even comes to school play performances.
Well, they pay
for them. They pay for those too, but you kind of wonder if you're like me and you go to these, you just kind of wonder, how does anybody get paid? But you guys are using the correct protocol for that artist's work to be compensated, or if they decide to let people like you, nonprofits, if they wanted to, just give it to you to use because it's good for them. But I mean, I hear it doesn't happen too much.
The owners of the rights are generally just so cooperative. Mm-hmm. They are getting a fair price for their work.
Yeah.
And they're giving us, as educators, as schools, or other nonprofits, they're giving us a pretty fair rate.
It's very cool.
So we're very happy with the arrangement we have with them.
Right. And then you're lucky again because you already have the, you're part of a chapter of international that has the, negotiated those terms.
Correct.
So you're just getting permission for the local hundred and harmonizers.
Yeah, so we're getting these, this material at a very reasonable rate. And that's one of the benefits of being part of a larger organization.
Just one of many.
Yes.
And then there's also the benefits of being your Hunterdon County Hunterdon Harmonizers, where we get to have you all to ourselves. All right, so almost the end of the show here. Last things to say? What would you like everybody out there to know?
Well, first place, I'd like to thank you very much for having me on today.
My honor.
It's a pleasure to be able to tell people a little bit about our hobby, about our organization, and to try and basically promote the idea that it is fun to sing. And if anybody wants to join us to sing, we meet every Tuesday night, 7:45 at the Stangle Stage. That's at 2 Stangle Road.
Nice.
Here in Flemington. It's a new facility. We've only been there now for 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
And we're falling in love with it.
Oh, that's
it's
great to hear.
It's a very nice place to sing.
It's the perfect place to be, too, in Flemington.
Very resonant room.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to stop by, no obligation. Stop by, just listen to us. And if you like it, you can sing with us. If you like to listen, that's okay too. So you're welcome anytime. Tuesday nights, 7:45, Stangle Stage, 2 Stangle Road.
Okay. Well, all I want you guys to know is, you know me. I'm not afraid to ask for the order. They're so humble. They're so nice, and they're working so hard. Rusty, you are such a wonderful person. Everything, integrity, all of the work you're putting into working with your team members over the board of the 100 harmonizers, I just want to thank you. And I also just want you all to know, again, pulling out the gem, showing you something very special in Hunterdon County that you can support. And it's all up to you from here. But you can share, like our page, but make sure you like the 100 harmonizers page as well. And until next week, thanks for watching and have a great day. Thanks for being here, Rusty.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Donald Trump Jr. says he never told his father, then candidate Donald Trump, about a meeting he took during the campaign with Russian operatives who suggested they had dirt on Hillary Clinton. That's according to documents released today by a congressional probe. Ron Bemish is a former federal prosecutor. He says, nothing to see here, folks.
First of all, it's not illegal to talk to Russians. And we know through everything we've read over the last 2 years that it's not illegal to get opposition research on your opponent. So whether you're a British intelligence officer or a Russian adoption specialist and you have dirt on your opponent and you want to provide it to the other campaign, you can actually talk about that. That's legal. It's only illegal if you inform an illegal agreement to do something to affect the election.
Currently, President Donald Trump is hosting several lawmakers at the White House where they're discussing immigration policies. They're discussing immigration policies, and the president once again is pressing to get the wall built. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A broadcast TV network's announced the return of a sitcom and the addition of a talk show hosted by a controversial actor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It was a surprise mid-season hit for ABC.
They're back.
I'm not afraid of you.
Give it time.
And given the rating success of the Roseanne revival, the networks decided it won't wait until halfway through next season for the show to give it another one. Roseanne will return this fall to ABC's 2018-19 schedule.
Classics really do hold them.
Also, ABC says Alec Baldwin's landed a primetime Sunday night talk show on the network that will air at 10 p.m. this fall, called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
David Tepper, a hedge fund billionaire, is a new owner of the Carolina Panthers. He bought the team for just over $2.2 billion. He also popularized the phrase, "It is what it is." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, like it or not, the best way to succeed in life is to have a routine in the morning that is very similar and straightforward every day of the week. Benjamin Spall is author of a new book titled My Morning Routine, and he also runs a website by the same name, mymorningroutine.com. I chatted with him earlier, and we discussed how many people can fall into the pitfalls that help set them up to not succeed during the day by their morning routine.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is like kind of the opposite is like not getting enough sleep. Many of us kind of want to stay up later and later and, you know, artificial light. So we kind of stay up, we check our phones, and that kind of makes it really hard for us to go to bed and makes it harder